Iran denies aiding Hamas atrocities despite celebrating the massacre. By John Hayward on October 9, 2023. The Iranian mission to the United Nations claimed Sunday that Tehran was not involved in the savage Hamas attack on Israel. Even though the Iranian regime celebrated the slaughter with parties across the country, and several Hamas sources have indicated Iran helped equip the terrorists and plan the attack. The resolute measures taken by Palestine constitute a wholly legitimate defense against 7 decades of oppressive occupation and heinous crimes committed by the illegitimate Zionist regime, Iran's UN mission said on Sunday. We emphatically stand in unflinching support of Palestine. However, we are not involved in Palestine's response, as it is taken solely by Palestine itself, the mission said. Watch, video shows Hamas rockets, paragliders, terrorists streaming into Israel. There is no such nation as Palestine. The atrocities on Saturday were perpetrated by Hamas, a terrorist organization supported and funded by the Iranian regime for decades. Save for a brief interlude in the mid-2010s when Iran was peeved at Hamas for failing to support dictator Bashar al-Assad in Syria. The U.S. State Department estimated in 2020 that Iran funnels more than $100 million per year to Hamas and another Palestinian radical group, Islamic Jihad. Senior Hamas officials have described Iran as their largest supporter. The Iranian regime organized huge block parties in major cities on Saturday to celebrate the butchery of Hamas. The Asadi Tower in Tehran, which was renamed by the regime in 1979 to celebrate the Islamic Revolution, was illuminated with the colors of the Palestinian flag as a salute to the terrorists. On Sunday, the Wall Street Journal, quoted senior members of Hamas and Hezbollah who said Iranian security officials helped to plan the massacre and gave a green light for the operation during a meeting in Beirut last week. According to these sources, officers from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, itself a designated terrorist organization, began working with Hamas in August to develop a plan for attacking Israel. Representatives of Hamas, Hezbollah, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad allegedly met with IRGC leaders several times in Beirut to hammer out the details. A spokesman for the Israeli Defense Force, IDF, said on Monday that Iran is a major player, but no concrete evidence of complicity in the Hamas atrocity has been discovered yet. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken also said on Sunday he has not yet seen evidence that Iran directed or was behind this particular attack, but he added there is certainly a long relationship between Iran and Hamas. Related, Blinken, no U.S. taxpayer dollars were involved in Iran's support of Hamas terror attack.